You're holding daf nem test from a basal lower in the bottom. Can list more words. Omar Rover the Shamat Minodra of Nachman Herzl Nachman Tarti two aloches about chinso bar chinso. Rashi says these are two types of chaylev. Shal hakev on top of the stomach. We'll soon explain it. So the two types. One is called chinso. One is called bar, like the son of chinso. Now chatzosim, one of these two chaylev, these fats, if it covers up a hole, it's called the good covering, and it's not a treifa. But the chad leisosim, one does not cover up the hole. There, it's still called the treifa. V'lo yadana, I'm not sure haiminaya, which one covers up, which one does not. The Gemara says Rav Huna b'achinuno v'Rav Huna b'red Rav Nachman Omar that the bar chimtza sosim, the fat that's called bar chimtza, the son of chimtza, that one adheres better. That one is a good steamer, that covers up the neck of the silk sherim. But chimtza leisosim, the other fat that's called chimtza, that does not cover it up so well. They're still called the treifa. Omer Rav Tovus said, "V'simnecha, what's the simon to remember this? That Yofa Koyachav Ben Mikoyachav, that the son is better than the father. In other words, the Ben Chimtza, that one protects. That one's a good steamer. But Chimtza is not. Now the Gemara goes to explain, Hai Chimtza, Hai Bar Chimtza. Which type of the fat is called Chimtza, and which type is called the Bar Chimtza? So Toshma coming here. The Yomer Rav Nachman, Nachman says like this, that Inu means the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Mechel Achli, they eat from this fat, and they hold that this fat is Tor. But Uladidan, but the people here in Bavel, Nesta Nami Uladidan, Mr. Namalis Osim, Babayos, it doesn't even cover up well. Rashi says, Uladidan, I feel Mr. Namalis Osim, but to me, it means it's a question like, Uladidan Bene Bavel, need the Loyachin Lay, too, we don't eat from it. But at least we should hold that both of these fats, like at least this place, at least covers it up. Shaman Minor, we hear from over here that he the pligi they b'nei yetzul b'nei bovol koru rav nachman bar chimso, that the fat that's the machlokes between b'nei bovol and b'nei yetzul Israel, that b'nei yetzul holds you let eat from it, and the b'nei bovol holds no, it's not even does even suffer from, that's the fat of bar chimso. V'ainu d'yaisor chelev shevamokin heter shakev vosik keshes. Now Rashi explains like the fat on top of the cave, there are two types of fats here. Rashi says v'ainu that's b'achimtza is d'yaisro. That means chelev shevamokin heter shakev vosik keshes. The cave is made like a round bowl. When b'achutz, the outside of it is called yakshosa. It's called the fat of yakshosa. Or mifnim and the inside of it, that's called the yaisro. The kids of the bar chimtza, that's the fat on the inside of the kaver, that's called the yisro. Dr. Gemara says that the akshosa, the fat on the outside of the keshes of the kaver, like kuliyam lepliga diyosa, that both, even Bnei Eretz Yisrael agree that that fat is also. That's called chimtza. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes the yisro? On the fat of the inside of the kaver, on the inside of the arch. So that's called the bar chimtza. That the Bnei Eretz Yisrael held this mutter teeth, and the Bavel hold this osa teeth, but called upon him, it should be sotam. Ika the Yami, some say no. The ice raw, the fat on the inside of the keshes, that's kuliyam, let's legal to show you. Everybody agrees that that's mutter teeth. That's the bar chinsa, and everybody agrees, even Bnei Bavel hold your levy from it. Keep legal, where's the machlekisto, diak shosam, on the outer fat, the fat that goes around the keshes. There's the machlokes of Bnei Bovel and Bnei Eretz Yisrael, if you're allowed to eat from it or not. Shmuel says, this is, Ki hod di yomer av aviyo, that omer Rabbi Ami, that the makamtsin, that you have to scrape away some of the fats. Rashi says, Ki hod rashal lishne kamakos, going back to the first lashon, Rav Ami means marobu, who's from Eretz Yisrael, the yomer ni says the makamtsin, means neitli memeno mat, you have to take, peel off a little bit. Lamala mihi the Isra, on top of the Isra. If ne shechele vakeva sheikha v'lov, the earth and the shah, the rest of it you can eat. So here's a proof to the first pshat that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the machlokes was on the Isra, if that's mutter or not. But the akshosa that everybody agrees, that was also teat. And the cheinom rabianai, mishum zok nechelim of an older person, that's makamtin, that you have to like, scrape off some of that fat of the Yisro,
and the rest of it you're allowed to eat. That's what the Eretz Yisrael holds. But Enoch Nami, the Yakshos, everybody agrees it's also. Omer Rabbi Avi Raviva said, Omer Rabbi Avio, Hevi Kimna Kaim the Rav Ami, has once walked in front of Rav Ami. Komtsu, also the same thing, that he scraped off some of that fat. For Hopulei V'ochol, and he ate from the rest of it. Kid said that the Eretz Yisrael held, you'll eat from the Eitra. From the Bar Chimsa, that fat you'll eat from. Verse says, Shoma the Rabbi Chanino. Yeshmaya the Rabbi Chanino. But the servant of Rabbi Chanino had the koi kaim of Rabbi Chanino, was once standing in front of Rabbi Chanino. Omeles, Rabbi Chanino told his shamish like, Komet, scrape off some of that fat, and hopefully the ichel, give me the rest of it, I won't eat from it. So Rabbi Chanino saw Chaz Yud Hevi Komachsim, he saw like he hesitated. He wasn't sure to do it or not. So Omeles, Rabbi Chanino said back to his shamish like, Bavloyat, you come from Bavl, true, you hold this also. His soul, Bavloyat, Goyim Shadi, Goyim means like cut off no thing, and Shadi throw it away, and Echnami, you hold that this ice from, even the Barachim says, also teat, Echnami, throw it away, do not eat from it. No, Mashman, that's the locha, that we hold even the ice from is also also teat. Just as awesome it is, but it's also teat. Tiny bit on like this, there is Shimon Gamil laying there. B'nei Mayin Shenikvu V'lechus Seismos and Kshera. You have the B'nei Mayin, the inside of the animal, that there was a neck of in it, and V'lecha, some wetness came over there and was Sosimit. It closed up the neck of Slachar's Kshera. Now the question is, my lecha, what type of wetness over there, what type of mucus that came out like that was Sosam of the neck of the Seis Kosha? Some Rav Kana says, Shirko de Maya de Norkavaga Ducha. It means to say it's the type of mucus that comes out of the intestines when it's under pressure, when it's moved around with big, when it's pressed down with pressure, then this type of mucus comes out. So that mucus is a good steamer that will close up the hole and the animal will be kosher. Oh, yeah. He must have a Gemiri that Chavre de Rav Abba Rav Abba, that the Chaverim learned of Rav Abba from Rav Abba, Omani, who was this Chaverim, who was that? That was Rav Zera. So Yamala, some say no, it was Chavre de Rav Zera. It was Rav Zera's Chaverim, who Rav Zera learned from Rav Zera, Omani, who were they? Rav Abba. And what some of gives to what, that Om Rav Abba, what bread, Rav Chia, Bar Abba, the Kisahochi, Oma, Rav Yechanan. The Loch of Gashuvim, Gamliel, Betrefa. So he passed him a Gashuvim, Ben Gamliel, and Nilchus Trefus. We'll soon see which halacha. And v'alocha k'Rabbi Shimon b'Yovel in Hilchas Havelis, we pass from like Rabbi Shimon. So when it says halacha k'Rabbi Shimon l'Gamliel b'Treifa, which halacha do you mean to say? Hod the Amorim. That would just cut finish saying halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. That the last halacha would the bnei mayin shenik for v'lecha seismos akshera. That there's a hole in the B'nai Mayan, in the intestines, like in the Kishkis, and there's some mucus that comes out and saw from it, that's called the good semen. So it's like a paskin like him. That halakhi paskin, the kula, that mucus that comes out is called the good semen that clogs up the hole. Now, where's the halakhi Krebshimen B'yovel Mai? Where's the halakhi Krebshimen B'yovel Tavelis? The Tanan went like this, or the Tanya. Kol Shloish Yom Horishainim, the first 3 days that they're sitting Shiva. Rashi says, "Rishonim shalavelus." So, bo mimokim korus. If a person, one of the kravim, a brother that wasn't there b'shas levaya, and he comes now to join sitting shiva, so bo mimokim korus moini moyin. He has a right to count with them. Rashi says, "Dem loyhoya echad min avelim b'bayis, royu b'mokim korus b'tech valach yom echad royu ladas boy b'yom." Even though he didn't know about it, the veil is chal upon him. As long as he comes during the first 3 days. If he comes even in the middle of the third day, he has a right to count that's his third day of Avelis, since he could have been there by the first day. If he comes from a faraway place, then he has to count his own counting. He has to start the day that he finds out about it. He starts his own count of 7 days. Mikan v'yelech, what's going to be after Shiva, after 3 days? Then afilu bo v'makam korav moinu liyatzmi. Even though he comes to sit with the rest of the family, and it's the fourth day of Shiva already, so then he has to count his own. For him it's his first, the other is the fourth. We have Shimon Aymer, afilu b'yom hashvi. No, even if the seventh day that the family is sitting Shiva already, bo mimakam korav, if a brother comes from a nearby place, he didn't hear about it yet, and he first finds out about on the seventh day or the sixth day of Shiva, and he comes and sits down with them, is money moim still has the right to go to Kula to count with them, and when they get up, he has the right to get up also. That's Nilchas Avel, it's a possible Kib Shimon. Now, Omar man dehu iske v'yesek v'yagmer l'shmaita mipumei demara. Like he said, like, man dehu iske, whoever will be zeicha, he should be able to go up to Eretz Yisrael and learn the locha from his Rebbe himself. So that one was Kisolik when he went up to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Echad min ha-tamidim means, Lohoye zechurin elu shesidra gemor mihu. As one of the tamidim said like this, Rashi bezecha to go up to Eretz Yisrael, Lasra the Rab Abba v'red the Rab Chiyah Barabba, and to learn this halach, Rashi says, from Rab Chiyah Barabba, Ragmi Mishmei, and he'll hear from him clearly if he really said, Aloha Rab Shimon or not. That's what he said. The one Talmud said, like, I would like to go up there and saw myself and hear clearly if he passed like Rabbi Shimon or not. Yes, the Mor says, Ki Solik, when the Talmud went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rababa Bered Rab Chia Bar Abba, Omale, he said to him, Omama Loch Hashem Megamil Betreifus, is it true that you really passed like Hashem Megamil Nichas Treifus, you go to Kula? Omale, he said back to him, no, Ho, Ein Haloch Amri. I said, no, we don't pass like Hashem Megamil, Adarabba. That's not called a stima, that mucus. Then he asked him, Krab Shimon B'Yavol Mai, do you pass like Krab Shimon Enuchas Avelis? Or Malay, Plukten Enu. It's like a machlekes if he pass like Krab Shimon or not. The answer will learn like this. Krab Chizdo Amma Halocha. Chizdo says, yes, it's like a pass like Krab Shimon Enuchas Avelis, we go to Kula. That's what Chizdo says. Halocha, the Chay Nomer of Yechon Halocha. We have Nachman Omer no ein halacha. Halacha is v'ein halacha Krab Shimon Megamliel betreifa. In Nachman they said ein halacha. We don't even Meichas Avelis. We don't pass like Krab Shimon. Now the Gemara is saying one of the maskana. The maskana is v'ein halacha Krab Shimon Megamliel betreifa. And Nilchas treifas we have to go to Chumra that it's not called the stima when you have a nekiv in the bnei mayin in the intestines in the kishka there and there's some mucus coming out that makes a stima. It's still a treifa. But Yalocha Krab Shimon B'Yovel. But Nilchas Avelis we go to Kula. That even though his brother comes in by the seventh day, as long as they're still sitting Shiva, he could be Yotzer with that count. Why? The Yom HaShmuel, Halacha Kedivri Yomeka B'Yovel. We always pass him the Kula Nilchas Avelis. His insta union of Avelis is only Midi Rabbonin. That's that you sit 7 days. It's only Midi Rabbonin. Therefore, Sophie always go to Kula. We pass him the Kula by Nilchas Avelis. Therefore, we take a pass him Krab Shimon B'Yovel. Omer Rabbi Simi Bar Chia Matifim Bivnei Mayin, that it could be Matifim means you check out, you could compare one to another. Rashi says in Nimsun Nikuvim, if you find a hole in the Bnei Mayin and the Kishkis, if you ain't on the Yodim Im Kodim, you don't know what could have happened before Shkita Liach Shkita. So the answer is now, make another hole right now after Shkita. And let's see if they look alike. If they look alike, so you know the first hole came after Shkita. That's called Makif, and you could check out, compare one to another. The Makif and the Mayan, yeah. The verse says, now, Hanu b'nei Mayan. What's happened in the case of Kishkis, Hanu b'nei Mayan? The Yosla came to the Rava. They brought in front of Rava, and Akfinu, and Itaka made another hole there, and he checked them out, and v'lo yidmu, they didn't look alike. So Khuri wanted to say that it should be treif, since v'lo yidmu, it must be the first one happened before Shkita, and this happened after Shkita, that's why they don't look alike. But also Ramashashia Bray, Memash Mishbu, he started to move it around with his hands, he moved around the holes there a little bit. And the Yidmu and the Taka look one to another, and therefore the Akshar, he was Makshrit. Rashi says, Memash is then Benekovim Acherim, Benepchel Amar Echra, they all looked alike. So Melo, they all happened after Shkita. Omele, as he said to him, how do you know to do like this? That you could be samech on the fact you're moving it around, and now it looks alike. Omele, he said, Kama yodim amashmashur bahani, Makamad Lesla Kamei Damar. Listen, it went through a lot of hands already, this B'nai Mayan. So therefore, it could be the new hole you're making now wasn't moved around yet so much. So therefore, if you make the hole, you have to move it around with your hands, and then they'll look alike. Omlek is a dactin chochem brei betreifis, Reb Yechanan, I see you a big chochem and nukos treifis, like Reb Yechanan. Then the Gemara says, Reb Yechanan, Reb Loza, the Yamri Tavaiko, they both say that yes, makifim bereya, they said the same story by the lungs. If you have a hole in the lungs and you have a suffix, whether it happened after Shkita, before Shkita, you can also check it out. Yeah. Rashi says, makifim bereya, hecha de lekele mitli betavcha. I mean, where the hole came in the place where the tabochon themselves, the butchers, don't touch it so much. Then we have to be afraid maybe it was there from before Shkita. So if you make another hole now and they look alike, then it's kosher. Ova rova lo yamor ne'ele b'yoy saruga. Only if the hole is in the same loin as the first neck. It has to be near one another. Then you can check it out. Rashi doifin rei means on the same wall of the lungs. Your right or the left side. But from one side to the other side, you can't compare. Anyway, they look differently. The Ilkasa, the Lacharis don't know. The Ilkasa, that Afilu Meruga Laruga. Even from one row to another row, you could check it out. And Midaka Lagasa, any small animal, you could check out to another small animal. And Omigasa Lagasa. And like a big one, a cow to another cow. Avaloi Migasa Ladaka, Vloi Midaka Lagasa. You can't check out a hole of a lamb and make another one on an ox. A big animal to a small one, they don't look different. You can't tell one from another. Abaye v'rova damatava, they both say, makif in bakona. We have a negative in the corner on the food pipe. Actually, the corner is the windpipe, I mean the corner. And nimtas pesuka, if you find the whole windpipe is cut more than halfway, liyachas man, yeah, and you don't know whether it happened before Shkita or after Shkita, so again, makifin, you can make another cut there and see if they look as red as one another. You tell they both happen after Shkita or not. Omerat papos le'amornela b'yoysa chulia. Only in the same chulia, in the same ring of the kona, can you check it out. Avim chulia l'chulia loy, from one ring to another ring, you can't check it out. But dilchus alachar is no, afilu mechulia l'chulia. Even from one ring light to another ring, also you could check it out. It's also okay. Yeah. Rashi says, Chulia means Sholish Tabois, three rings together. The Tabois Achas, Hei Nogel Kieser. Yeah, but three of them together is called a Chulia. And the Gemara says, Afil Chulia Chulia, O Mi Bar Chulia Labar Chulia. And what's outside, the Rashi says, Hu Kalisha Sakona, Minat Dodim. Yeah, that's like the thin part of the Kona. I think the tabos itself goes around most of it, but the middle membrane that goes down, that's called the barchoy, in between, like the chuyas. So in between, to another in between is also good. Avoloi mechuya labarchuya, not from a part of the ring to the piece of meat of the con in between the rings, and voloi mi barchuya lechuya. They also, they look differently. You can't compare a psuka from this part to that part. Omar Ziri Ziri says, chal chulis, the chachuz, if there's a hole there, still is kosher. Rashi says, he kakasha tifchaya. That's the colon, I think. At the end of the colon, that's when the waste comes out. Yes, so kakasha. So the inkub, it had a nekub there, see, still was kosher, it's not a treifa. Since the thighs of the animal, like, hold it up. Rashi says, Mamidis means Sais Menoisa Shreya Dukimbo. Since the rectum there is attached to the sides, they hold it up. That's not called a rate. That's not called a treifa. The kamo, how much? Omer Reb Ilo, Omer Reb Yochanan, Mokim Hadovik Beruba. If it's a Mokim with Dovik that's attached, Rashi says, She Dvuka Prichayim, Rezamish attached to the thighs, like Beruba. Afilo nikter v'nito doif noyelgin etaftam v'ruvak shera. Why shein derech harei yoytze derech hanekev lach slachur, doesn't go backwards. Lipo toich hachlal aguf. So therefore, it'll still be shera. So the mokum, we have mokum had devek, mokum, Mokam HaDevek is Berubai, but Shlevi Mokam HaDevek was not tight against the walls there, then B'mashu, then any small Neke would make it for Treifa. So Amru Rabbonin came with Rabbonin, Rabbonin came in front of Rabbonin, and they said it, Mishmedu Reb Nachman, that Omar, Lav Miyamilch, didn't I tell you already, that Leitich Ludei, don't be totally, don't rely on Buki Yusriki. I don't say it over in other names. Rashi says Buki Yusriki means like Kadim Rekim, like empty barrels. Rashi says Kolaymar Dvorm Shemenum. Don't say over things that are not true. Yeah. Because rather like this, because he says Hoch Yom of Nazir Nachman said that Mokum HaDevek, in the place where it's tied together, which joined to the hips, joined to the hips well, over there afritu nito kulay, even if the whole part of it was taken out, through its kosher. But and kulay kosher, afil nitla kulay kosher, vush nishtayeh boi kadeh tfisa, as long as something is left over, that you can grab a hold of it. The kama, how much is that? Om rabayeh kamolay bitata bitura. That's a small part, the bitra of an ox. So I come out like one finger. It's Rashi said it's one etzpa. As Yafilu b'shar godo day b'kach, bit of Rashi's etzpa. Even if it's left over, one. So the kids, if it's in the mokum where it's attached to the hips, so then it's not a trefer as long as a little one etzpa is left over of it. Yeah. Right. That's what I mean. The rectum there, since it's what's supported by the hips of the animal, that's not a trefer, as long as a little bit of it is just left over. Then the Mishnah says, Hakera Satanimi. That's the inside the stomach. So if it has a neck, it was a trefer. Omrev Yudom Arav. Heyid Nosen Basheilo. Hey, Bashe said over like this, that Reish Tavcha the Tziburi. He said over the name of Rav. Yeah, that Nosan Bashela said over, and he was the Reish Tavchit Tzibori, as he was the head at Sheikhit in Sipari. Lefnei Rebbe, he said the name in front of Rebbe, and he said over Mishum Reb Nosan, that Ezel Keres Apnimi, what's called the inside Keres, that's Sniya Divi. The Sniya, whatever that means, that's the Sniya Divi. That's what's called. Really have to see picture books for this. Rashi says, Kushtib the Elosha review, also Kakit, the Sosum Broishai. All right. That part of the stomach is called the Keres Apnimi. Yevechein Omer Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcho Sniyadivi. That part of the stomach is called the Keres Apnimi. Rabbi Shmoel Omar is Tuchma the Karsa. That's what it is. That's what this Keres Apnimi is called. Just again, you have to have the picture books here. What's the lotion here? If Kutu and the Sichta was Rashi say, Rashi says, Anisha Mati Stuchu Balaz Ben Yedei Yemal. Oh, Rashi has no clue what it is. The kid said that part of the stomach is called the Keres Hapanimi. We have Asi Om Reb Yechanan Mokom Tsar Yesh the Keres. Like in the big stomach, there's one part that's very like tied together. There's a very narrow part there in the stomach. Mokam Tsar. V'enya Dayezel also is not sure where it is. But in that narrow part, that's called the Keres Apnimi. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Nofal Keres Sabavira. That comes out like there's a big machlek is exactly what it means. What this Keres Apnimi means? Yeah. Like it fell into a well. In other words, the big machlek is what exactly is this Keres Apnimi? Omer Rav Acha Bar Rav Ava. Omar Ravasi, min ha-meitzer lamata, from the portion that it becomes narrow, it tapers downwards, that's called the Keres Apnimi. Reb Yaakov ben Achmini Yom HaShmuel, mokim shein boi melis. It's the place that melis, Rashi says, mokim. Because Mokim Yesh Bekeres, Cholik is very smooth. Shein Shemoyset Tsema, there's no like fur there. Shagurim Bereskim in Akeres. Kitzes, the smooth part of the stomach. The smooth part of the stomach, that's called the Keres HaPanim. Of course, Shain Bamil, there's no hair there like. Rabbi Avinu Omar, Geneva, Mishmeid, the Rav, the name of Rav, Tefach, the new Alochanel, Tefach, the Veshet, Samach, the Keres, when I knew the Zuhi Keres HaPanim, that's called the Keres HaPanim already. It's in the Veshet, it's in the food pipe. The last Tefach of the food pipe, near the beginning of the stomach, that's called the Keres HaPanim. Amri was said over by Marov and Yisrael, Mishmeid, Rabbi Yosi, Baruch Hanino, Kol HaKeres Kula, no, the whole stomach, Zuhi Keres HaPanim, that's all considered the Keres HaPanim. If so, V'yezel Keres HaChitzen, if those stomach is called the inside one, what's called the outside one? You mean to say, Bosar HaChoyfes Reiv HaKeres, the meat that covers over the stomach, that's called the Keres HaChitzen. Kids have like one big stomach there, but the meat that covers on the outer side of it, that's called the Keres HaChitzen. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amri Mafrosa. They said, no, Mafrosa, that's the Keres HaPanim. Rashi says it means Sad HaKeres HaReis HaKaka. The side, the bottom side that sees the floor, that's called the Keres HaPanim. The verse says, Mai Mafrosa, what does that mean? Rav Avi, Heched Depari Tavchi. One Keres says, Heched Depari Tavchi means they open it up. When the shirkut rips open the animal, the place that he opens it up, that's what it is. That's the Keres HaPanim. Penadoi Yamri Avdi Karaba Ba Rafuna. They did like that. Omle Ravashi Lameimar Kolhani Shmaita Tamai. What about all the lochas before? It's a big machlok is exactly what the Keres HaPanim is. Omle Kula Shaychem with the Rabba Ba Rafuna. They all go into the same sheet as Rabba Ba Rafuna. The what is with the Tabochim open it up first, that's all called the Keres HaPanim. Well, the Rabbasi Yom Rav Yechonin Mai, what is your what's shot over there? What does that mean, the Keres HaPanim? That he says it means Makom Tzar. So Amalei answered back, Va'pirsha Ravacha Baravia. He already explained what it means to say, what exactly the Makom Tzar of the Keres is, and it also fits into this pshat, that where the Shoykh first opens up the animal, all that is called the Keres HaPanim. Well, the Rabbavinim or Eftekashu, the Vnei Marov Mai, that they say different shotim, so Amalei and Echnami, Hani Vadi Pligi, those sheets of stock are different than Rafuna and Echnami. When that sheet of name Arvina, name Arova, they say the whole bottom is called the Keres HaPanim and Echnami, they talk argue. But Kofonim, all the other sheets, it works out well, therefore it's not a kasha to say, we should pass again, that's called the Keres HaPanim. Here, now we go to explain the next part of the Mishnah that says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer B'Gdoilo. So really, next part of the Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah said that HaKeres HaPanim Mishenikfa. Again, if the inside keres, that we kind of come over before, that's the beginning of the stomach when the veshet comes down into the stomach, so that part of the stomach, even with the nekev, makes it for treifa. Then the Mishnah said, O Shenikra Roiv HaChitzena. But by the keres HaChitzena, the outside one we just said before, there was only treifa of Nikra Roiv, the rove of it was cut through. On this, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer depends. Hagadol, if it's a big animal, a big keres HaChitzen, then tefach. Then it's enough just to cut through a rip of a tefach. The Yaktana, but if it's a small keres HaChitzen, a smaller animal, then you don't need tefach, even berubai. Berubai, rove it, cut, it's also enough. The rest is like this. Omar Rabbi Binyamin Bayefis, Omar Abloza. Loi Gdele Gdele Lamarka. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mean to say dafka, a very big animal. But Loi Kitana Kitana, it doesn't mean to say either very small animal. Ela means like this: Kol shenikra bo tefach lehevi ruba zuvi sheshaninu bigdola b'tefach. Is any time you have a keres that the keres achitzayim, if you cut down a hole went in there, cut down a rip went into it the size of a tefach. So even though that's not rove of the animal, rove of the keres achitzayim, that's called a treifa, and that's what it meant to say by a gedola. It's enough to have a tefach. What's going to be ruba? Let's say you rip the keres hachitzen, you rip the robe of it, and even that much is lehevet, that's not called a tefach. That's what we learn in the Mishnah, diktana by a small keres hachitzen, beruba. It's enough to cut the robe of it, that makes a treifa. What's going to be ruba of lehevet tefach? The must be cut robe of it. It's not a tefach. The korb sheet tavad, as long as you cut robe, that's a treifa. That's what the Mishnah means. So as lehetzricha devet tefach, B'mashu. We need to say it's mamish exactly a tefach. And Rashi says the kashu was pshita kos rubus kukuloi. That there it says the ikat tefach b'mashu he have a mashu tfei merubai who mikri tefach, just a drop more than roiv, that's considered a tefach. Rashi says it means if it would have ripped a drop more than roiv, then it would have been a tefach. So Madhavim, I would have thought to say, adenikri but tefach, in such a case, the imam is missing just a mashu more. Maybe it's not a treifa until you cut that mashu more to make it a tefach worth. Is kamash mula no, is a treifa with rubai, even though it's not a tefach. Now, Omer Geneva, Omer Rabasi, Nikdura Kisela, let's say it was cut out from the diameter of the cellar, so treifa, it's also called a treifa. If the keras achitza was cut out, a Kisela is a treifa. Why? Shim Timtach Tamana Tefach, if you stretch it out, it would reach the size of a tefach. Omer Rabbi Chia Barabba, the Dima Farshle Meneh, the Geneva, was explained in the name of Geneva, Amavu de Nadoi, by the bridge of Nadoi, like this, Kisela Shera. And if the hole is exactly the diameter of a cellar still kosher, yes, the mixel tracer, if it's a little bit more than a cellar, then it becomes a tracer. So, comma, yes, the mixel, what's called a little bit more than a cellar? Omer Rabbi Yosef Kagoyim, the island plus the Kashisha. In the case of three, like pits of dates, would pass by it, the Tifra, the Dutch.